There were reasons for optimism this past week that the two-year-old war between Eritrea and Ethiopia might be over. As peace talks began, Ethiopia said it had accomplished its goals and declared the war over. Eritrea said it withdrew from disputed lands in order to move the peace process forward. We have more from John Ogulnik in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa.
Peace talks continue today in Algeria. The chief mediator for the Organization of African Unity says both sides are considering a new proposal. Meanwhile, on the battlefront, heavy fighting took place yesterday near the Red Sea port of Assab in Eritrea. Each side blames the other for starting the fighting. In 1993, Eritrea became an independent nation after fighting a 30-year guerrilla war against two Ethiopian governments. 2 years earlier, Eritrean fighters and an army from northern Ethiopia helped topple a brutal government in Addis Ababa, and a deal for independence was made. At first, relations between the two states were friendly, but problems emerged over a number of key issues. Ethiopia was suddenly landlocked and dependent on Eritrea's Red Sea ports. In 1997, Eritrea introduced its own currency. Ethiopia refused to accept it, demanding dollars instead. And parts of the 620-mile border were left in dispute. 2 years ago, Eritrea occupied areas that had been under Ethiopian administration. In early 1999, Ethiopia took back some of the territory. All attempts at mediation failed, and finally last month, Ethiopia launched a large-scale offensive. All the disputed land is back under Ethiopian control, with Ethiopia now occupying Eritrean territory. Tens of thousands of soldiers are believed to have been killed in the fighting. It was just a few years ago that the leaders of these two nations, Prime Minister Meles Zenawi of Ethiopia and Eritrea's President Isaias Afwerki, were praised as models of Africa's new leadership. Now they have come under intense criticism for spending hundreds of millions of dollars on the war when their countries are facing a drought, and many believe they should be spending their money on development. For NPR News, I'm John Ogulnik in Addis Ababa.